Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Good morning. It's another good morning as we approach the middle of December. Can you believe it, you guys? Now, stop dancing.
Why?
Stop dancing.
Why?
Why? Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. If you are new to Leading Edge Medicine, then you don't know what I have to put up with every day because I'm stuck in my chair here in the studio pushing the buttons and doing various other things. And these two dance. I've got Dr. Samara Umat with me, the assistant medical director of Longevity Medical Clinic. And we also have the grand poobah, Dr. Jerry Mixon, who is the founder and chief medical officer.
I'm sorry, Pete. I was just cracking up.
I know you were cracking up. I was going to ask you, what's this joke?
You were stuck in your chair.
Listen, I can get up. Look at that. My butt isn't that big. Okay, here we go.
You were about 6 inches narrower, you know. You could get me stuck in that chair.
That's not a problem. You've never seen me walk down the hall with the chair attached to my butt. So here we go. Folks, again, if you're new or old, some of you enjoy the fact that we enjoy our time here on Leading Edge Medicine. If you don't appreciate that, too bad. We're probably not going to change.
No.
So we're going to have some fun. But listen, there are a lot of things going on in the world. But we usually start off every program, Jerry, with a little bit of teaching and education before we start taking calls. Oh, and by the way, a little later in the hour, we have a special guest, Shelley from
Cynosure. Yes, she's the national trainer.
Because Bella Medica is becoming a pretty big deal for us. Bella Medica is the aesthetic division of Longevity Medical Clinic. And we've never talked much on Leading Edge Medicine about Bella Medica. Hardly ever for 15 years, sometimes only once a year or so. But because Bella Medica is now sort of on a new launching pad.
And now, and since I just put best part of $1 million on your new equipment, the darn well better start talking about it. Yes.
So anyway, we will get to Shelley as a guest here a little later in the program. But right now, let's start off like we always do. Study the journals and read the papers and are on top of things. What's up?
I had one of those coincident sort of events this past week. One morning this week, I read the Wall Street Journal over breakfast this morning. That's, you know, my wife fixes me my breakfast and I eat over the Wall Street Journal and then she fixes me my cappuccino. And story that really struck me, Wall Street Journal, a reputable journal, was saying Americans have pretty much given up on sex during this pandemic.
No kidding.
Apparently, the fact that they're locked in the same house together 24/7.
You would think
nobody gets a chance to go off to work. The young folks with high hormone levels and great libidos have a lot more babies as a result about now because that started early in the pandemic.
That's right. You know? It did. Yes.
So, but those women are now all in their 7th, 8th, 9th month of pregnancy. And guess what? There's not much sex going on.
Okay.
But the rest of them that are a little more grown up and used to each other are about fed up with each other.
Yeah. Well, it's understandable. You know, you're with the same person all day long. Not only that, the kids are home. You're homeschooling them. You're trying to do your work. Mm-hmm. You're helping the kids with their work. And now you have to prepare all the meals as well. So you're everything rolled into one. And who has the time and the energy for sex, Jerry?
No, I understand. And, you know, we've had to revamp ours somewhat because it used to be I would get a call saying, hey, can you come home for lunch? And I knew what that meant. A little midday delight. But, you know, now with the remote learning, Ivory, my little 8-year-old, is home all day. No more midday delights.
You know, interesting.
We've had to kind of revamp it. Well, it used to be a lot more interesting than it is now.
Right. But the point is that you used to hear that during power outages or things, there would be spikes in birth rates.
Right.
Sure.
Yes.
But that used to last a finite period of time.
That was a few hours or a day. We're in 9 months now.
Right.
I mean, our 2-week shutdown has lasted for 9 months.
That's right.
You know, and now they've given us a 3-week shutdown, which really worries me because that may end up being 15 months.
Well, we're coming to the end. We're at the end of the 3 weeks today, aren't we?
Well, except that yesterday, they went ahead and extended it now till somewhere in January.
But the vaccine is here now. And you heard yesterday in Britain, they started with a 90-year-old woman.
Yes, they did.
And Canada's approved it today. And I think where approval is not that far behind. And I think that by the end of the month, many of our first-line responders should have the vaccine.
The great news is we are supposed to have 20 million doses or enough to do 20 million people by the end of this month.
That is
And then 30 million people in January.
Okay.
Now, if they give that to the high-risk people, 80 to 85% of all the deaths occur in people that are over 65. 40% of the deaths are in nursing home patients.
Yeah.
0.6% of the population accounts for 40% of the deaths. And there's only about 2 million of those. So for the first 2 million doses in the nursing home, you can knock off 40% of the deaths just with the first 2 million.
Boom.
10% of what's available this month.
Right.
Yeah.
Then if you give the rest of that to everybody over 80, you're going to drop that down another 20%. Okay. You get it down to about.
And then maybe over 65 or something.
And like that. It takes 52 million people to get everybody over 65. Well, if we can do 20 million in December and 30 million in January, that's everybody over 65.
Well,
we should by the end of January reduce our death rate by 80%.
So you're saying that because the doses are available, they'll actually be given the shots in December?
They're going to be shipping it out the day that the FDA approves it. It starts being given.
Which should be tomorrow.
Yes, which should be tomorrow. Probably Monday.
Well, Thursday.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Quickly. So, yeah, they've already started shipping. I mean, Pfizer started shipping and Moderna is doing their shipping. So it's already being pre-positioned.
Right.
It's just a matter of when the FDA says give it, they start giving.
Right.
So by the end of this month, everybody in a nursing home and everybody over 80 should have access to the vaccine. By the end of this year, should knock off 60% of our deaths.
Isn't that great news? Now, let me tell you my situation. I've got a granddaughter getting married in California, outside of Carmel, Monterey area up in the hills.
Is there a reason she's getting married up in the hills?
Well, no.
Is there a shotgun involved?
It's a very, very nice, I was going to say chalet, but that's not the right version. What's the Hispanic version of chalet? Anyway, very nice place. Yes.
Hacienda.
Whatever. I don't know. Beautiful, almost a resort type home. Anyway, they were going to have about 100 people, but because of the lockdown and stuff, now it looks like maybe 40 or 50. But the reason I'm bringing this up, I need to ask you this. In the last 2 weeks in the Monterey, Carmel area, they've gone from about 20 new cases a day to 250, 300 a day.
Kauai is still having one a day.
Yes, I know. You were there.
Yes, and that's why I went to Kauai.
Maui was only 2.5 a day or something.
Yeah, Maui's up to seven.
Seven now.
Seven a day.
I left just in time.
Right. Kauai is still only one.
Isn't that something? So why would it jump in, let's say, the Monterey area from 25 a day to 300 a day in less than like 10 days?
California is a very friendly people. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we're all wondering because we're headed there. Yes. Now, supposedly, one out of 10 people have it or have had it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I don't. And, you know, I'd say put off the wedding another month and then everybody can go and relax a little bit.
That can't happen, I'm afraid. Yeah. Well, unfortunately.
Like I said, what happens when you have a shotgun involved?
It's not. All right. Well, this is.
But this let me tell you why this actually came up.
Yes, talk to us. Please tell us.
Okay. Because the night before that article came out,
yes.
I got an email from one of my doctors that one of our patients who had been a patient for 17 years had died of a colon cancer.
Oh, sad.
I called his wife to let her know that I was sorry for their loss. He had been with me for 17 years. The wife was wonderfully gracious to talk about how much she loved the program and how much she loved her doctors here. And, it turns out that she and her husband are like 80 years old, early 80s.
Okay.
Wonderful love story. Met when they were 13 years old.
Oh, how sweet.
And, dated through their teen years, got married at 20, been married for 60 years. Which, you know, I love those stories.
Right.
And he was diagnosed in September with his colon cancer. Apparently it was a stage 3 to 4, had already spread widely, and he figured he had 6 months or so to survive. Unfortunately, Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine came into play, which is anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. They gave him chemotherapy.
Oh.
He had a horrible reaction to the chemotherapy. He actually died from the chemotherapy, not the cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So he didn't make his 6 months.
It is toxic.
Chemotherapy did him soon, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, which is really kind of sad.
Yes.
But in my conversation with this very sweet lady, she commented about the fact that 17 years ago when they came to see us, they were just in their early 60s.
Yeah.
And their libido had kind of faded, or at least her libido had faded away. She said her husband never forgot about it, but she pretty much had. And she said, you know, the clinic, it all came back. And she said, we have had a wonderful sex life for the 17 years we've been with this clinic, and we are so grateful for the time we had together.
Wow, that is so good to hear.
And so to hear this, you know, from a sweet 80-year-old person who's been with us for 17 years, that, yes, she lost her husband, and that was bad. The good news was that the 17 years they were with us, they got the romance and the passion back into their marriage.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I love that.
Right,
I absolutely. I think that's wonderful. But then the next morning, I get up and I read the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
And discover Americans have given up on sex. And I'm contrasting what I'm reading in the Wall Street Journal with what I'm hearing from one of my 80-year-old patients the night before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is why this came to the fore today.
This is so much the reason why I say, folks, don't develop that fatalistic attitude about your health. And in particular, this little slice of the pie, so to speak, your sexuality. Don't think just because you're getting old and you've lost your libido that it's a thing of the past. It doesn't have to be.
Absolutely.
And we've got these stories coming out our ears. I mean, this happens all the time. And in fact, wouldn't you say it's one of about 4 or 5 key reasons people come to longevity? It's pretty important.
Yeah, it's high on the list. You know, the big things we get are
weight loss,
fatigue,
energy.
Low energy, cognitive decline, and loss of libido. Yeah. Those are the biggies.
That's right. Yeah. And so let me just quickly say, isn't it interesting? We're not a mental or cognition clinic. We're not a weight loss clinic. We're not a sexuality clinic. We're not an energy clinic.
But we do all of the above.
But we do all. That's all.
Because our job is to make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier.
That's right.
Which pretty well covers the waterfront.
That's right. Yeah. And so this is why we also make available our free health analysis appointments. I don't normally get into promoting them this early in the program, but I can't help myself. I confess, this is the time for you folks. Here we are, the middle of December. We've got 2021 coming before you know it. Isn't it smart to consider your libido, your energy, your weight, your
cognition.
Yes. Isn't it time? And this is why, Jerry, this was the smartest thing I think we ever did around here a couple of years ago, is created the health analysis appointment. And we had the courage, you had the courage to make it free. And that's because that gives an opportunity for people to come, have a couple of tests. We do the blood test. Right. We do the special in-body test. Fascinating. Those two tests together will help people understand what some of their basic health risks are. And as you say, Jerry, over and over and over again, if you don't measure, you don't know.
That's right.
So let us measure for you. We do it. We at least start that process of measurement. So do you believe us? Do you believe that lady that you just quoted?
Yeah.
They came to us 17 years ago. She had no libido.
We're certainly reduced from where it has been the last few years, yeah.
That's right. And feel and function better this next year than you did 5, 10, 15, 17 years ago. We're not kidding. This is why we exist. It's why we're here and why we love our jobs and we love this program, because it's kind of our way of just sharing the good news. It's almost, I know this is a silly way to put it, we almost have a religious fervor about this because we see these changes and it moves us. It's very exciting. So if you would like one of those free health analysis appointments, it's easy to do. We also give $100 of longevity supplements just for coming in. So to make one of these free appointments, let's make 2021 your best year in a decade. Let's do it. Your first step, make an appointment by going to lmclinic.com. Easy to do. Honestly, easy to do. lmclinic.com. Push the schedule now button and just simply choose the clinic. You know, we've got three clinics. If you're new to us, we have a clinic in Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. So take your choice, pick a clinic that's easiest for you to get to. And when you do that, let's say you pick Bellevue, you'll have the Bellevue calendar show right up on your screen with all of the specific appointments right there. You click on the appointment that is good for you. Hey, take two if you're married. Do them back to back if you can figure that out. Make it easy. And that appointment is yours. Just simple. And you'll get a reminder, and then you can come in and have the two free tests and get the $100 of free supplements, whether you become a patient or not. So easy to do at lmclinic.com. You can hear the music. We're a little bit late. Let me quickly say, you can also call. If you don't have access to a computer or you just rather call, you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. All right. Hey, we'll be back. I think we'll probably take some calls and questions and what have you. But in the meantime, don't forget, a little later in the show, we've got Shelley, and we're going to talk about Bella Medica. Oh, it's kind of fun what's happening at Bella Medica. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how to age.
Hey, this is Pete Talbot, and do I have some terrific news for people struggling with joint pain and possible joint replacement? We're hearing a lot today about stem cell therapy, and Longevity for the last 10 years has been referring our patients and radio listeners to clinics out of state, but no longer. Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho is who we now refer to, and he's right here in Kirkland. And you'll be hearing more from him here on Leading Edge Medicine. Stem cell therapy is a definite option for painful joints and is minimally invasive, where Dr. Nelson can harvest your own stem cells from your own bone marrow and your own fat cells. And instead of a 6 to 12 month recovery with surgery, you can go to work that next day and in most cases be in less pain within 2 to 3 weeks or sooner.
Dr. Nelson also uses PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is sort of like supercharging the repair process. And by the way, the overall cost savings is dramatic when compared to conventional joint surgery, even if you have insurance. So you'll not only save money, you'll eliminate a lengthy recovery and therapy required with typical surgery. So here's what to do. Call Dr. Dan Nelson's office in Kirkland for a consultation. 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000.
My husband and I have been listening. I wanted to tell you, you guys are absolutely delightful. The three of you make this perfect gem. We are planning to become patients very soon, and we love the information that Dr. Mixon conveys. It can't be found anywhere else.
Come with me, my high love, to the sea. The sea of love. I want to tell you how much I love you.
Well, that was a great way to start the show. That was fascinating. I think it's time. I think we just ought to take a call or two. Let's do that now.
Okay, let's go to Mount Vernon and talk with Rob. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. So I have a friend, and she's had chronic yeast infections. Apparently, she's tried all kinds of different things. And I thought I'd ask your guys' expertise if there's anything at your end that might help her eliminate it.
What sort of infection?
Yeast infection. You know.
Yeast infections.
Down below.
Okay. So vaginal yeast infections.
Yes, correct.
All right. Okay. You know, 50% of the women in the country carry yeast in their vagina all the time. And with most women, that yeast is in balance with a variety of bacteria. And the bacteria and the yeast are competing for the food supply, which is, you know, the dead cells and the mucus being produced around the cervix and so on. And so you don't get an overgrowth. So it's not the yeast in the vagina itself that causes the problem. It's a yeast overgrowth. If something is suppressing the growth of the bacteria, or if something has over-encouraged the growth of the yeast. And so it's a lack of balance that causes the problems. It's not the fact that the yeast are there. Okay. So then the question is, all right, the most common question is what has suppressed the bacterial growth? Because that's usually what's competing. And so, you know, if she's been on an antibiotic, if she's a diabetic, if her blood sugars are running on the high end, then she will also have more sugar in her tissues and her secretions. You know, if she has high cortisol levels, it will increase yeast growth. So, I mean, there's a fair number of things to be looking at to say why. One thing, of course, is to knock down the yeast growth, but that's usually pretty easy, at least for the short term. There's medications like Diflucan. You take one pill, and it'll knock down the yeast growth significantly, but it's only for a day or two. And then the trick is to say, all right, we knock down the yeast. Now, how do we keep it from overgrowing again? And that's why you want to encourage, you know, other things to keep the bacteria in balance. Does she use a douche? Is she one of these women who's obsessive about trying to stay clean and washing the vagina out too much?
That I do not know.
Okay. See, because she should a woman should never use a douche unless there's an infection she's trying to treat with a specific mixture. Because the vagina is a self-cleaning system.
Yeah, right.
There's up around the cervix at the very top, there are glands that produce a copious amount of mucus. And that mucus runs down and covers the vaginal walls. And as it travels down and comes out at the bottom, it's carrying bacteria and yeast and debris and everything with it. And it's cleaning. It's always being washed.
Okay, so some things I've read and heard for as long as I can remember, talk about using like an apple cider diluted.
Yeah, and that's because yeast does not tolerate acid very well. And so a acid environment decreases the viability of yeast growth for a while. But once more, you know, vinegar is not a normal component of the female vagina. And so a healthy vagina, it has its own bacterial flora and it has its high mucus content and it cleans itself. So if it's not cleaning itself, if there's things growing that we don't want to grow, the question is why? And that takes somebody to investigate a bit.
So all that aside then, okay, so I guess other than the gynecologist, I'm just wondering, those things that you had mentioned that probably need to be checked out, cortisol and other factors, yeah. Are those things that would typically be common, would be the knowledge of the gynecologist to do, or are these things that are
I hope so.
Okay, yeah. Or is it a knowledge base of you guys there? Because, I mean, I know you're med doctors and you're also alternative-based.
I was a family doctor for the first 20 years of my practice and spent a lot of time working on female plumbing. And part of that was because I delivered babies and so on. But I also became thoroughly convinced that female plumbing is absolute proof that God is male, because a female deity would not design that system. It's this whole thing of putting an 8-pound baby through a 1/2-pound orifice makes no sense at all. But that's the way the system's designed. Yeah.
Well, okay, so one other quick thing then. A long time ago when I was married, I ended up getting what I was told was thrush.
Okay.
And the only thing I can relate that to, and I'm pretty sure about it, was when I was married, having oral with my wife at the time.
Sure.
And I think she had something must have been going on down there. And I had these very painful bumps. Well, I don't know, small bumps or whatever on my tongue. It just was very painful. It went on for days, until it finally went away. And I'm wondering now, was that something that I got because of her just not being clean or yeast infection or what?
Well, again, a combination probably. She was probably that part of that 50% of women that carry yeast in her vagina.
Okay.
And you picked up a yeast overgrowth in your mouth, which is what thrush is.
Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to, because that's been such a long time ago, and I kind of just refreshing my memory. So, yeah,
okay.
that was very,
a nuisance.
I wouldn't wish that upon any man, or a woman, for that matter.
Okay.
Not an experience you want to go through. But, all right, well, good. I will pass some information on to her then.
And I'll tell you, to start with, have her make sure that somebody is checking her blood sugars.
Yeah, okay.
Because a high percentage of adult Americans are pre-diabetic. They're running normal, but high normal blood sugars. And those high normal blood sugars can predispose them to yeast growth. So have them check her hemoglobin A1C, okay?
Hemoglobin A1C.
Yes.
Right.
And she wants to be below 5.5.
Okay, great.
Okay.
These calls are always interesting. That is, it's just interesting to learn about the very latest in all these different categories. We talk about Longevity Medical Clinic and the free health analysis appointments. This is just one more reason why you might want to consider one. If you would like a free health analysis appointment, it's very easy to get one. You get 2 free tests, by the way. You get the blood test and the special in-body test, along with $100 of free longevity supplements. So if you'd like to go to our website, lmclinic.com, you just simply push the Schedule Now button and pick one of our clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, or Kirkland, and schedule your appointment. Super easy to do. I'll bet you if you put a stopwatch on it, you can do it in 3 minutes, and it'll be done. And it's yours. And 2021 could be the best year you've had in a long, long time. I hope you'll do that at lmclinic.com. Hey, quick break. We'll be back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Pete Talbot again, and we are so proud here on Leading Edge Medicine to have such respected and truly qualified medical doctors, researchers, and plenty of guests on our show. This is especially true with Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. But you need to know, it's not just my opinion.
What impressed me is that they're extremely professional, high-tech. I was there getting different tests and so forth, and I was extremely impressed because I've been to another ophthalmologist, and to tell you the truth, it was old school. And all of his staff, they treat you well. You just feel like you're at a party. You just feel comfortable. It was just awesome.
If it's been over a year since you've had your eyes checked, call and schedule an appointment with one of the Northwest's best, Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute. Call 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020.
Longevity Medical Clinic is happy to announce that Longevity Development, the business and marketing arm of Longevity Medical Clinic, has entered a strategic management relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. As a medical clinic, we cannot tell anyone where they have to go to fill their compounded prescriptions. We can only make suggestions. But for the last 2 years, we have referred our patients to Paramount Pharmacy for three key reasons. Excellent quality control, excellent pricing, and excellent customer service. And now, due to our new management oversight and relationship, Longevity Development and Paramount are actually working together to better serve our patients. A team approach to better healthcare. It truly can make a difference. And now, to celebrate and to convince you that we truly feel we can better serve your health needs while saving you money, Paramount has agreed to make an offer to all new patients willing to give Paramount a try. On your first prescription only, Paramount is offering you a 90-day supply for their 30-day cost. That's right, a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost. All you need to do is call Paramount at 425-251-1660. It's as simple as that. Call 425-251-1660.
I have been going to Longevity Medical for a year now, and I felt better than I've ever felt in my whole entire life. So I want to thank you, first of all. My wife, now she's been going to Longevity for about a month because I started liking her so good, I talked her into doing it too. Now we're both just buzzing right along here, and I can see her getting better every day.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring. It's too wonderful. It's too beautiful. It's a fantastic thing. Are you really?
You know, before we take another call or two, I just want to remind everybody, because we had that wonderful introduction at the top of the show. If you want one of the free health analysis appointments, definitely, definitely, you're going to want to go to lmclinic.com. Make one of those appointments. It's kind of interesting. We're finding an influx in interest. We're coming to the end of the year, and people are realizing, holy cow, 2021 is almost here. You're right. It's a good time to make a free health analysis appointment. I hope you'll do that. Now, let's take another call. Let's go to Sumner. Talk with Linda. Good morning, Linda. Welcome.
Good morning, Linda. How can we help?
Good morning. In May, I discovered a canker sore and went to the dentist. He did a root canal on the tooth. The tooth's been hurting a little bit. That's how I found the canker sore. Mm-hmm. Put in a temporary filling. I know you're not a dentist, but I'm just curious of okay. the course of action here. He put me on amoxicillin for 10 days. That didn't do anything. He put me on clindamycin for 7 days. That didn't do anything. I got curious then. I Googled mouth cancer, and I see a picture of this canker sore. And so that kind of raises my antenna. Check with my oncologist. She said the dentist will diagnose. June 25th, he said it's not cancer. Just do the salt water rinse. No more antibiotics. in July, on July 23rd, I go back, and he will put the permanent filling in, I think. But this canker sore is still sitting here. It's not doing anything. It's not
a canker sore.
It's not worse.
If it's here that long, it's not a canker sore. Okay. Canker sores are, they come in basically two different categories. There's the minor cankers and the major canker sores. The minor sores, they occur on the inner surface, mucous membrane, inside of your lips, along the gum line, sometimes on your cheek. And they're triggered by a variety of things. But sometimes citrus foods, you know, tomatoes, lemon, pineapple, that sort of thing. Sometimes triggered by trauma. If you bite your cheek or you, you know, bite on something that's got spikies on it. Allergies can trigger them, especially if you got something in your toothpaste or mouthwash that your body doesn't tolerate well. But most of the time, true canker sores are gone within about 2 weeks.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
And they can reoccur.
What's going on?
Now, the major ones are can be really big. They're a centimeter or more across. They're great big things, half an inch in diameter or more. And they can last 3 to 4 weeks. But whatever this is, has been around now for months. And, and so there's something else going on. And obviously, I'm the guy on the radio. I can't see your lesion. I can't biopsy it. I can't culture it. I'm pretty limited in diagnostic acumen from here. All I can tell you is this does not sound like a classic canker sore.
Why would antibiotics have been prescribed?
Well, remember she had a root canal, and root canal is usually done if you've got the root of a tooth that has died and is infected, and you're trying to clean up the infection before you put in a prosthesis or something. So that's fairly common. But it doesn't do anything for canker sores. So, you know, canker sores are very different from the herpetic lesions, which tend to be on the outside of the lip and around the mouth rather than inside.
He explained that the infected tooth was causing the infection in the gum.
And it may be, but in which case, if he's got an erosion from an infected surface, from a gingivitis, that's different from a canker sore. So if that's indeed what it is, then that, you know, then cleaning up an infection is obviously the way to go. So
he had a white head on it.
Well, and see, canker sores don't have white heads. They're not pus-filled. Canker sores are erosions.
It's an
ulceration. It's actually a defect where the surface now goes down and there's basically a hole that goes partway through the mucous membrane. That's a canker sore. If it's got a surface that is covered and it's got pus or something inside, that's not a canker sore at all.
All right. Okay, well, the redness goes up into the gum. So what do I do? Do I just listen to him, see what he does on the 23rd?
I don't know. I'm not a dentist.
You know,
we
were talking earlier. Let me just put in my 2 cents, which may only be worth 1 cent. But you were talking earlier about second opinions.
Yeah. And it's certainly, you know, you've got something that's not clearing, that doesn't seem to fit any of the classic descriptions. And if it were getting well, I'd say fine. But if it's not getting well, getting a second set of eyeballs on that is probably a very good idea.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Marysville and talk with Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Marilyn.
Thank you, and thank you guys for being there for us on Saturday morning. I know it's a big effort, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
So my vitamin D level is at 68, and one of my doctors is concerned that that's too high, and it's going to cause calcium to be deposited in my blood vessels. What say you?
He needs to pull some research papers and see that the toxicity levels with increased calcification starts up around 110, not 67.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, no worries.
Actually, at 67, you're in a very nice place. You're right about where I carry myself. Okay, 60. I usually try to say 60 to 90. And right now I'm in the 70s, low 70s. So you and I are very close, 25 hydroxy vitamin D. This is a range in which your immune system is at its most robust. You have your best protection against COVID right now. If he drops you down into the 20s and 30s where he probably wants you, you'd be at much higher risk of dying of COVID. How about that?
Actually, so, she suggested 50 would be a good level.
Okay.
And I think, well, 50 versus 68, I mean, really?
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Not much, no. You tend to, if your levels are dropped below about 12 or 13, you get rickets. Your bones are malformed, you know. And that, when I was in medical school way back when, that was our goal. Well, we just don't want the kids to have rickets. And so if mom will carry one of 15 or 18, we're okay. Hmm. We now know that bone density continues to rise as vitamin D rises. And once you get up around 50, you're getting your best result on bone. But immune system continues to improve until you get up into the mid-60s. And okay. Interestingly, even in children, brain function continues to rise even till it gets up to a range of 100 or so. Cognitive skills rise with vitamin D levels. See, vitamin D is not really a vitamin. It's a secosteroid. And that steroid of impact on our brain actually improves our cognitive skills. So,
wow,
you know,
that's great.
Don't,
well,
yeah,
I,
so,
I think I'll keep
so don't let him drag
I'm
you
doing.
Too low.
No,
right.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Sounds good. Thank you for that
okay.
answer very much.
Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Hey, we need to take a break now, but hey, I've got good news. When we come back, I've got Shelley from Cynosure. We're going to talk a little bit about Bella Medica. We don't do that often. In fact, for about the last 15 years, we've said nothing. Maybe once a year, we would say something about Bella Medica, which is our aesthetic division at Longevity Medical Clinic. And it's very exciting, but new things are happening. We're sort of having a new or re-grand opening for Bella Medica. And you'll understand why when we get back. Shelley from Cynosure will be here. It'll be good. Stay tuned.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation. 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
Did you know coffee is the number two commodity in the entire world? Only behind oil is number one. Pete Talbot here again, and how would you like to stand with me in Guatemala or Brazil to watch a totally revitalized village, literally being pulled out of poverty, all because of the vision and mission of Camino Island Coffee? That's right. Camino Island Coffee helps to revitalize third world villages that are now growing their coffee beans and becoming the owner of the land while doing it. It's so exciting. And we're talking about Arabica beans that are organic and grown at high altitude and in the shade, which are far less acidic. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, you ought to try a full pound of Camino Island Coffee for just 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents. You will taste the difference while changing the lives of an entire village. That's what I call life-changing coffee. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to CaminoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. That's CaminoIslandCoffee.com/longevity or call 866-387-5282. 866-387-5282.
The aging process is not easy. This is not something you can stop, but you can certainly feel a lot better along the way and not have as many of the symptoms that people think is normal when they aren't. And that's what longevity will do for you. As far as longevity goes, it is as close as you're going to get to the fountain of youth.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. have words with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side.
Hey, welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. Pete Talbot here, but I've now got three people in the studio with me. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon, of course, Dr. Samara Umat, and also this time Shelley from Cynosure. And we're going to talk about Bella Medica. We don't often do this on Leading Edge Medicine, but it's nice to have you here, Shelley. Thank you for having me. You are especially beaming this morning because you love this woman.
I do.
And she's the national sales trainer for Cynosure.
Well, she's the national trainer.
Oh, okay.
But
clinical trainer, yeah. Even better from our point of view.
Correct. So, you know, when the new technology comes out, they're exposed to it first and they learn about it and then they share the knowledge with us because we have the latest machines.
That's
so
right.
So they come across the country, literally, and Shelley is one of those trainers that travels the whole country, and she came to Seattle to be with us.
That's right. And to do more training, I'm assuming, with our staff. And Jerry, as you said, you sort of made a decision not that long ago to sort of double down with Bella Medica.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been an exciting time. You spent a lot of money.
Well, yeah. I started with Bella Medica mostly for our own patients.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like we did with the supplements. You know, I started off doing supplements only for our own patients.
Right.
And then you convinced me to go ahead and sell them.
Yeah, you can so, thank me for that later.
Yes, I've thanked you many times.
Yes, you have.
Your salary went up. So, but Bella Medica was mostly for our patients. Our idea was that, you know, they were feeling better, they were functioning better, they ought to look better.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we
natural progression.
Yeah, it did. But then, you know, some of our lasers we've now had for 2 or 3 years, and newer, fancier stuff was out. And I looked at it and I said, okay, we've now got some fancy new lasers on the market. They run close to $1 million to get them. That means I'm going to do something besides just my patients. We had to market this to the rest of the planet, the Seattle area.
And that's what we are doing with Bella Medica. We now have our own Bella Medica website, bellamedica.com, of course.
Yep.
Actually, we've had that for a bit of a while. But with these new lasers, it's just been wonderful because of several reasons. It's cut the time of treatment down, it's cut the pain down, it's cut so many things down.
So aesthetic medicine is an evolving science, and it has changed a lot in the last few years, and lately more so than ever before. And the range of services that we can offer non-surgically for management of the aging face and body have just expanded exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry, you helped figuring out where the science is going and which company offers the latest technology.
I looked at all the companies.
Yes, you did.
I looked at all their studies.
We interviewed some too.
Yes, we did. And everybody wanted to sell us something.
Yes. Of course.
But yeah, I mean, you're Indian.
Yes.
My wife is Chinese.
Uh-huh.
The two of you, because you're somewhat darker complected than the Swedes, presented a bit of an issue with the lasers that we had in the past, because when you guys had a skin lesion or a dark spot, you wanted to get rid of it.
Correct.
But we had to be very gentle with you.
Or not use it at all.
Not use it at all. Because if we hit the darker complexion very hard, you could actually make the dark spot worse.
That's right.
Okay. And, you know, my wife did not want her dark spots to get worse, but she wanted to get rid of those few that were developing.
Sure.
With the new PicoSure lasers, these things are so fast, they're billionth of a second, that it doesn't even give the melanin time to heat.
Correct.
And so we can flash it, And there's a kind of a little shock wave
that
disrupts it.
That's right.
But without heating, so you don't burn.
Yeah.
You don't get the pain that you would get with the others that used to cause actual heating in the tissues.
Right.
And we can use people with darker complexion and get a beautiful response.
Yeah. So it's basically a mechanical shock wave that is created that the laser then targets into the dark spot. So not only hyperpigmentation like we have, but also for tattoo removal, for example, mm-hmm. a lot of people who have tattoos want to either change them out or do something different on them or just tired of it. And so this technology.
Get it at 20 and at 40, it's
not the same.
Not the same.
Yeah.
You're not the same and the tattoo's getting faded and just looks old.
Right. So Shelley, talk to us a little bit about your experience. I know you were telling us earlier that you've traveled all over the country.
Yes, I traveled. I've been to 46 states throughout my years of training, and I love what I do because I get to meet fantastic people, as I am with right now. And you're correct. The PicoSure has definitely opened a realm of people that we have never been able to treat in the past. We have always had to turn away darker skin types, and now we can very safely treat, you know, Asian, Indian, and African-American skin very safely.
Right. Yeah.
And Farzani, you know, our senior esthetician, is Iranian.
Yes.
Well, I guess nobody's really Iranian. They're Persian. Everybody's
Persian.
Yeah. but, yes, and so a lot of her friends, and she attracts a lot of people from the Middle East with somewhat darker skin tones. And so this is a real boon for that population.
It definitely is.
And Hispanics, Asians, Mediterraneans.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there aren't that many places that not only have the capability, but also the expertise. I mean, it's one thing owning a device to do a service or perform a service, but it's another to know how to use it expertly. Because even in the right hands, you know, there are things that you need to know. And hence Shelley's role in bringing us up to speed about what we need to do to help get the best results. So the fine nuances of that machine is, you know, what she trains us on and comes on a reasonably frequent basis to bring us the new and the latest in information. So, Shelley, talk to us a little bit about what you've seen that you've liked in some of the newer, because you were very impressed with how much we have. So talk to us a little bit about what you've seen and what you think in terms of managing the aging face and body in our clinic.
Yes, we can definitely manage and prevent from future damage.
Don't you love the magnolias in her voice?
That's right. You know, that's right.
All my relatives are from Southern California, South Carolina.
That's right. Anyway, there's a lot of things you're starting to say. We had a little technical glitch here, but we'll fix that. Prevention when it comes to the face is a big issue. With the lasers, we can take care of a lot of the problems that develop.
Correct.
And but with these sophisticated lasers, it's really taking it to a new level, wouldn't you agree?
Uh-huh. Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, from a prevention point of view, how do you describe what can be done? I know you talk about fractional.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, as you know, health for yourself on the inside, like we are talking about at Leading Edge Medicine. When you do that, it reflects on the outside. And then you want to do more for yourself, not just because you're feeling better, but because it improves your self-confidence and your self-esteem and gives you a better outlook in whatever you're trying to do and achieve. And so for those things, if you have spots on your face, we can help remove that hyperpigmentation or the darker spots. If you're starting to see lines and wrinkles, then if they are static, we go a different route. If they're dynamic, that means it's younger and not been prevalent for that long, we go a different route. If they are starting to get worse, then we combine treatments. We combine laser therapy along with either injectable Botox, which are neuromodulators, Botox and Dysport class of medications, or we use fillers, which gives you some volume, so replaces volume. In the fillers, then we can also talk about PRP, which is another new technology, which we use not just for facial rejuvenation, but also in our hair restoration treatment program for hair restoration. And then in the body contouring, we can do fat reduction, non-surgical, again, non-surgical management of the excessive pouches of fat that you just can't get rid of, the stubborn areas. And then with that, we can also do some collagen stimulation or contraction so that you can get rid of stretch marks and saggy skin.
Oh my goodness.
And then also blood vessels. So if you're starting to see blood vessels popping up on your face or on your body, we can get rid of that.
Like spider veins,
yes,
for example.
Yes, exactly.
Brown spots.
Yes.
We talked about tattoos briefly again. Your equipment is unique as it relates to tattoos, for example. Tell us about how your machine actually works for tattoos.
Yes, it is a picosecond laser, which is a mechanical done by impact instead of heat. So that allows us to even do darker skin type tattoos.
Oh, that's right.
Again, that we have not ever been able to do in the past safely. And the...
Tell us about skin tightening, because this is something that you always
do. I love that,
do.
Yes.
You talk every time we get you talking about Bella Medica, skin tightening.
Yeah.
Tell us about your particular laser regarding skin tightening.
Yes, our tincture.
Yeah.
It does skin tighten, increase circulation. It also treats muscle spasms and pain. It's also FDA cleared for those areas as well. But it contracts your collagen and tightens the skin.
So for crepiness, sagging skin.
Saggy skin,
on
yes.
the face, on the arms. It's really a very good device. And the abdomen.
The abdomen, yes.
Yeah.
We have, you can do anywhere on the body, your legs, your buttocks, right. your arms, your
Even for,
neck.
You call it crepiness?
Yeah.
Crepiness.
The backs of the arms, for instance, on women
right.
often get, you know, kind of wrinkly
yes,
and soft
right.
and flabby.
What about the chest?
Yes, the chest, usually you would do a non-ablative fractional for the chest because that's going to help with the crepiness more than tightening that area.
And what you really want to do is grow fresh, new skin. And the non-ablative fractional laser actually fires, it almost like uses a little laser to punch like 300 and some odd tiny, tiny micro holes and then allows new skin to grow into those.
Interesting.
And so by flashing this thing all the way across the chest, you basically trigger about one-third, one-fourth of that skin will now be new skin when it heals in a couple of weeks. Then you can go back and you do it again, let it heal, go back, do it again. Three or four treatments, you've effectively got all new skin.
Yeah.
You've basically replaced that old skin with new skin.
I just wish we had more time. We don't have more time, but Shelley, thank you for being with us. Let me just say this before we end here our first hour. We have our own Beautiful You program, which is now airing, by the way, on two different stations at two different times every Saturday. And so we encourage you to go to bellamedica.com, and you can see where those programs air. It'll be far better than this teeny little slice here. Tune in to Beautiful You with features, by the way, Dr. Samira Umat, of course. And you will get a really great idea as to all the various services that are available at Bella Medica, from hair restoration with amazing success, methodology protocol procedure we go through. You can't find anywhere else but at Bella Medica. And so go to bellamedica.com and you can make a free appointment at Bella Medica and come in to see Dr. Umat or one of our master estheticians. The appointments are free, and with Bella Medica, you get $100 of free skincare products and the professional grade skincare products. Huge difference rather than the drugstore type quality. So simply go to bellamedica.com and make your own appointment. And if you'd rather call, Bella Medica now has our own toll free number, 844-744-4844. That's 844-744-4844. Check out Beautiful You with Dr. Umat, and go ahead to bellamedica.com and schedule one of your own free consultations. You will be glad you did. 2021 could be a fun year. Lots of changes are possible. Shelley, again, thanks. Now,
thank
we go to a quick break, top of the hour break. Nothing we can do about it. The music is playing. We got to go, but we'll be back very, very quickly.